You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Kathy Quinn. Yes, we are right here on this radio station every single Sunday with KC Forum, public affairs with an entertaining spin. And we talk about things that are going on in and around the community. For instance, how about giving back the basics? And it's a way you don't even have to get out your door or, you know, pick up your checkbook or whatever, and you can give to folks out there this holiday season. Terrence O'Malley has written a book. It's not his first one, not his first film either. And this one is about the mafia in Kansas City, Black Hand Straw Man. Terrence is going to tell us all about it and the rich history that we have. We're going to be talking about Holy Family House coming up. Liam Kimbrough is one of the staff members there. You may not even have heard of it. Holy Family House, two homes on East 31st Street, and they help folks who need a lot of help. And then they get on their feet and they get out of there. So Giving the Basics is an organization that Teresa Hamilton's going to tell us about. How are you, Teresa?
I'm doing great. How about you?
You know, the holiday season, it is a time to give, and that's what we want to find out from you.
Okay, well, Giving the Basics is really excited to have people give to our organization. We've got some great, exciting things going on, Kathy.
All right, how did this get started? It's called Giving the Basics, and you can check online, givingthebasics.org. How did this get started?
This got started because my husband, Bob, and I had somebody come to us that was in need. They'd gone to a food pantry because they needed toilet paper, and they had food there at the pantry, but they did not have any basic human dignity items there. They didn't have toilet paper, shampoo, soap, feminine hygiene products. They didn't have the products available. And so she came to us because she needed it. And then we helped her out for a period of time. And then we found out that none of these things were covered by government assistance. And after she got back on her feet, we just became committed to hit the target in Kansas City at the core of need, which is these basic human dignity products. Because we just know that's what Kansas City would want, a strong core.
You know, and we don't even think about it, Teresa, that, okay, here's our toothpaste, here's our toothbrush, here's our toilet paper. We don't even think about not having that kind of stuff around.
I know, and it's so sad because can you imagine having your teenage daughter come to you and say, hey, Mom, I've got something going on, and her, you know, Mom's saying, we're going to have to stay home.
Yeah.
Because we don't have it. But that's, people are doing, you know, they're desperate for these products and they're desperate to get their needs met, and they can't get it in the pantries and they can't get it on government assistance. That's why we started Giving the Basics.
Okay, so Giving the Basics, what is it? You've got volunteers that donate, you store the items. How does it work?
Okay, we have made it so efficient, and we made it to match every personality. What happens is people get online and they can log on to givingthebasics.org. They can donate towards a product, and they can donate not only what they want, but the quantity they want it in and where it goes. So they would log on and say, I want to give a quarter case, half case, or full case of toothpaste, for example. And then we pool all the donations that are made for toothpaste. We buy in bulk, and then we get it delivered directly to the pantries free of charge. Everything is free to the pantries.
Wow.
So we've made it really slick for people who have a certain heartthrob place they want to give to, or maybe they have a heartthrob for shampoo or deodorant or something like that. We've decided that we tried to make the website match every personality. And then we've had people who say, I just want to get on and give. So there is an option to get on and give a financial donation. And then we pool those, buy more product, get it straight to the pantry. So we don't store anything. Mm-hmm. We do everything. We buy direct from our suppliers.
Oh, my gosh. That is streamlined.
It's just so efficient. But the main thing is, you know what, we know where the needs are because we've got all the needs list, and we know what they need and when they need it, and they're in contact with us. So not only is it streamlined for the donor, it's streamlined for the pantry, because Giving the Basics hits the product where it's needed, instead of assuming that if I drop this off at a pantry, they're going to need it. They may be thinking, God, we just need laundry soap. We're doing 300 sets of sheets a week or a day, some
mm-hmm.
of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want to let people in on a little secret. Streamlined, organized, I think that spells out Teresa Hamilton, who you have 12 children.
That's funny.
12 children.
I do. I've got 12 kids, yeah.
12 children, and if you looked at her, she looks like one of her kids. I mean, she looks like she could be a brother or a sister, you know, to these kids. Okay, so at this, you are very organized. In order to have a household with that many people in it, you've got to be organized. But are the kids helping out with this as well?
Well, they're trying to get the word out through their friends, and they're trying to get people to get on the website and, you know, donate. They're trying to get people to like us on Facebook and Twitter so that we can get more exposure. So they're doing the best they can. But I just think it's so awesome to be able to set that example for them to say, we're helping people in need, and they're loving being part of it. You know, they said, we'll stuff envelopes, we'll pass out pamphlets, we'll do whatever you want to do. So it's great. I've got great support here to help me out.
All right. How neat, though, that this idea was born out of a need, that somebody came to you all and they couldn't get what they needed. And now it's givingthebasics.org. And I mean, you're a mom, 12 kids, you're busy. You got stuff to do, but you were still able to get this all together.
I just, you know what, I'm shocked, because when the idea dropped into my head, I was thinking, really, God, I'm kind of busy. I live in the country. I'm far away from everybody, and I'm really not that connected to the companies or the people that can really step up on a larger scale. And, you know, I just had to keep thinking, God's going to take care of this, because he dropped it in my head, so I'll do the best I can with it. And that's what I'm trying to do, is just do the best I can to get people on board.
And so the response from wherever, you've got synagogues, churches, food pantries, what's the response been like when they say, what, free of charge, what?
Oh, my gosh. They're freaking out, because they said not only do we have to purchase our items a lot of times from places, the thing is it comes in from donors and we take all donations, but then we have to get more volunteers to sort it. We're giving it to them in bulk in cases, so they don't have to sort. They don't have to go through the work. They're just jumping up and down, and they're saying, we hope so bad that people give, because this is exactly how we'd want to receive.
Givingthebasics.org, and we're talking to Teresa Hamilton. She started this with her husband, with her family, because someone came to them and needed, you know, and as I've said, even when we've done stories in Joplin, even when we've done stories when there have been tragedies, just that little plastic baggie full of the personal items means so much to these people.
Well, you know, Kathy, we're also, you know, we're going to work with the prison reentry programs to try to get some kits just like that together. And that's something we can do in the future as Giving the Basics grows. Right now, our goal is to get the heartbeat of Kansas City really strong for the human dignity products flowing to the pantries in this efficient way. If we can be a good example for other cities, I will jump up and down. Hallelujah, if Kansas City can set that example and get this program strong. It'd be fantastic.
Have you found, Teresa, in the last, I know the economy's been kind of sluggish and stuff, but what's the giving back? What have the donations been like, even though the economy's been kind of sluggish?
I will tell you, we've had donations from $10 to $5,000. We have had LMA, it's Livestock Marketing Association, just jumped on and gave $5,000 because they said, we're committed to making sure these products are on the shelf because they like our business model. They like the way we're doing it. So it's an attractive thing for people, but the smallest donations, I mean, on the cart, there are such small items as $3 that you can donate, but it's our ability to pool those donations and buy in bulk and get them to the pantries and the shelters. That's just amazing.
And all donations are tax deductible.
All of them are. Uh-huh.
All right. All right, Teresa Hamilton, givingthebasics.org. It just gives you a nice feeling when you do something like that, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? You just feel like, what a privilege. I feel privileged. I feel humbled. I'm just excited. There's so many emotions. I'm just running all over.
All right. You're a busy girl. All right. You have a really good holiday season, and thank you so much. Givingthebasics.org. Thanks, Teresa.
Thanks, Kathy,
right.
So much.
We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
I use Molly Maid because my house cleaning needs are different from my neighbor's. Only Molly Maid can give my home the pink glove treatment, a thorough deep down cleaning plan designed just for me. Consistent and dependable cleaning with every visit. Molly Maid guarantees I'll be satisfied. Call Molly Maid and ask for the treatment, the pink glove treatment. Call 1-888-393-1879 and mention you heard this on KC Forum with Kathy Quinn to get $15 off your first cleaning. Why do I use Molly Maid? Call them and find out why. Call 1-888-393-1879.
blending classic beauty with modern flair. That's what Review Salon and Spa is all about, and I should know. I'm Marty Sirocki, lead stylist and co-owner of Review Salon and Spa in Zona Rosa. It was my dream to open a salon, and it finally became a reality. I wanted to offer high-end services at an affordable cost, knowing that everybody deserves a little Hollywood glamour. Our amazing stylists are highly trained in haircutting, color, texture services, bridal services, and hair extensions. We have a fabulous spa offering hair removal, facials, and even teeth whitening. If you have not experienced Review Salon and Spa, you should definitely come in and talk to one of our salon professionals. Our clients love it, and we know that you will too. We're open 7 days a week. Check out our website, www.reviewsalon.com. Just give us a call at 816-741-6900 to make your appointment. Review Salon and Spa, blending classic beauty with a modern flair.
Holy Family House. All right. This is something, and I've lived here my whole life. I don't ever remember hearing about it. It's a well-kept secret. Liam Kimbrough is on the line with me to talk about Holy Family House. Liam, how are you involved with the Holy Family House?
I love people.
You love people. All right. And so you're on the staff there?
Yep.
Okay. How did you get involved?
I found out.
Okay. Where did you find this out, Liam?
You look around. No, don't. All you have to do is you look at people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is help, and it's really that simple. I'm probably going to be the most boring thing on this radio show. All you have to do is look around, and then you help. That's it.
Okay, and so for folks out there who don't know what Holy Family House is, it involves two houses on East 31st Street,
mm-hmm.
and the mission is, all right, it's a Catholic worker community house, where you all help each other out. And the reason I found out about you, Liam, okay, was because mm-hmm. of Amanda and her family. They had lost...
Why don't you buy me a hamburger?
You want me to buy you a hamburger?
Yeah.
Right now?
Right now.
Well, can we do the interview first?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so there's Liam, Gina, Mark. Who else am I leaving out? Rachel?
Mm-hmm.
Who else is on staff?
A lot of people.
Yeah, but I want people to know about Holy Family House, Liam, so that's why
we're
doing this interview. Okay,
that's
so
great.
You guys work there for no pay, but
we
it's...
We don't work. We okay. just help.
You help. How long have you been doing it? How long have you been helping?
Oh, 30 years, 35 years.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. And so you've seen a lot of people that have needed the help.
No, we don't do anything. We open our hearts, and that's it.
Okay, but for folks out there, I understand that's what you do, but kind of explain what the Holy Family House concept is for folks out there who'd like to help
also.
Do
you have a house? Do you have a home?
I have a home, yes,
well,
I do.
Open it up and see that the issue of homelessness is really kind of like a ridiculous thing. Usually, all you have to do is open up your own. You got a garage. I mean, you heat your car. You don't need legislation. You don't need anything. Just open up your heart. You open up your, then that's it. Homelessness is then gone.
All right. And the Holy Family House, as I mentioned, involves two homes in the 900 block of East 31st Street in Kansas City, Missouri, where
I don't even know the address.
I don't either. I just know where it is because I passed by it all the time and didn't realize
what
it was.
Are you still going to buy me a hamburger? Yes or no?
Not right now, Liam. You got to finish this interview. As soon as this... See, I'm trying to get the word out, and I understand.
Are you going to do it?
I understand how good you are.
Are you going to do it?
Buy you a hamburger?
Are you going to buy me a hamburger? Yes.
Yes, but not right now.
All right. Not immediately.
No. How do people help you out? Not you personally, but how do they get the organization?
I don't know. Things happen.
Well, how can they donate?
Dump it in the mail. We don't care about those things.
Well, but you have to care if we're trying to tell people how to get involved so they can help.
Things happen.
Okay.
And I really do believe in that, and I think everybody here would back me up on that. But that's it.
All right. And according to your website, Liam, it says that you can help with some of the house and hospitality needs, milk, butter, sugar, just regular stuff.
Sure.
Prayers for peace, toilet paper, soap.
Yeah.
All sorts of things like that.
Yeah.
There is a website. It is holyfamilyhouse.org. Holyfamilyhouse.org. if you would like to find out more about it. Why do you do what you do, Liam?
Because I might be out there too.
You know what? That's exactly what Rachel said when we interviewed her. We were over at Holy Family House the other day talking to a family that you guys are helping right now. They're going to move out in a couple of weeks.
Right.
And we even asked Mark, and Mark said, you know, Mark is another staff member.
Sure.
Mark said, I do it because I know I would want somebody to help me if I was in the same situation.
I might be in the same situation tomorrow. And Dorothy Day, I guess, is really potent for us. And she said, we're all like two chicks shy of the streets. And that's it.
All right. Now, Holy Family House is kept... from what I understand from Rachel, it is the houses are paid for, so you guys just have to come up with the money to help pay for prescriptions, the utilities, that type of thing, and the folks that you help that live there with you.
We do what we can do.
You attempt to live, and this is according to your website, simply, nonviolently, and in solidarity with poor neighbors in the Catholic worker tradition. And the purpose of the home is to live out the process of actualizing the works of mercy and the works of justice, offering the lives and the home as resistance to cultural norms that advocate human and material waste.
Right.
We are talking about Holy Family House. We have Liam Kimbrough on the line, one of the staff members there, who says he just does what he does because he wants to do it and he wants to help people.
We're not trying to help. This is the difficulty in trying to understand this thing.
All right.
We don't care about making ourselves like something. Just I got two and you got one, I'm gonna give you one. That's it. It's pretty basic.
Okay. All right. But if you'd like people, you're saying drop it in the mail or look on the website and they can figure out what to drop by. What do you all need right now?
A hamburger that you promised me.
Liam, you must be awfully hungry for me to want to buy you a
All right. You promised, though. Why don't you come over? Why don't you bring the whole crew, and I'll make you some spaghetti tonight, right now.
Liam, I was there the other day, and you were not there. I was there for 2 hours.
Well, I wasn't here, but I'll make you some spaghetti. Don't bring the camera crew.
All right. Liam Kimbrough, what do you want to say for folks out there who don't know about Holy Family House? This is your time. Tell them what it's about.
Take care of somebody. Bring them in. Open up your garage. You heat your car. Heat a human being. That's it.
All right. Liam Kimbrough, thank you so very much. Hey, I owe you a burger, okay?
No. You're coming over here. Otherwise, I'm going to call the police out here.
Okay. You're funny. Say hi to everybody out there.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, honey. See you later.
Right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hang on, there's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
For over 20 years, Summit Lawn and Landscape has provided residential and commercial customers with exceptional quality and service at an affordable price. Summit offers a full landscape design service with two full-time designers. Projects can go from blue line scale drawings to finished products. Proper design can make the difference between an acceptable yard and a truly breathtaking landscape. Landscape design, sprinkler systems, outdoor lighting, fire pits, and lawn fertilization are just a few of the many services Summit Lawn and Landscape offers. At Summit Lawn and Landscape, they know how important it is to maintain and beautify your exterior surroundings, because your lawn and landscape is the first thing people notice. You can ask the pros at Summit Lawn and Landscape by calling 816-966-9434 to make an appointment, or go to their website at summitlawn.com. Let the professional design staff at Summit Lawn and Landscape provide you with the landscape design and your dreams. That's Summit Lawn and Landscape, 816-966-9434, or online at summitlawn.com.
If you've just tuned in, you are listening to KC Forum right here on this radio station, and we talk about all sorts of things, interesting things, like how about a book about the mafia in Kansas City? Yes, folks, I have Terrence O'Malley on the line. How are you, Terrence?
I am very fine, thank you.
And you are a busy person. Terrence is not only an attorney, He also is an author. He is also a film producer, director, all sorts of things. But right now we're going to talk to you about this particular book because it's really cool to have a history of Kansas City.
It is. And like it or not, for better or worse, Kansas City had one of the best mafias in the United States. Given its size, it really had a disproportionate impact on the national syndicate. And I think a lot of people don't know that. And frankly, a lot of Kansas City's colorful history is wrapped up in the mafia, La Cosa Nostra, the clique, the outfit. It had various names throughout the years. But it was effective. It was profitable. It was sinister, organized, and it really penetrated many, many aspects of Kansas City society.
All right, so how did Terrence O'Malley, Mr. Irishman, get involved in a book about the mafia?
Well, I tell people all the time that I'm an honorary Italian because my last name both begins and ends with a vowel. The way I really got interested in it was because in 2006, I released the book and film Nelly Don. And as I was conducting my research about Nelly Don, who was the largest dress manufacturer in the 20th century. She made something like 75 million dresses here in Kansas City. She was kidnapped in 1931, and I had always known as a child that Nelly Don had been kidnapped. She's my great aunt, so I had always had an interest in her story. But as I researched it, I came to realize that it was the mafia who rescued her, not kidnapped her, but rescued her.
Okay.
A very strange turn of events, and very reflective of the relationship between the Pendergast machine and the mafia in Kansas City. Strange relationship, and it's fairly well detailed in this book, Black Hand Straw Man. So anyway, I started thinking to myself that nobody had ever given a decent cinematic treatment of the mafia in Kansas City, so I went ahead and produced the documentary film Black Hand Straw Man, The History of Organized Crime in Kansas City. It was released in 2009, and now this is the follow-up book 2 years later. And it took me a long time to write this book. It was a very challenging book to write, but I will say this. I think it's a beautiful book. It is a visual depiction of the story of organized crime in Kansas City. It's a companion to the film, and the photos, headlines, artifacts, exhibits, illustrations, records form the narrative. And the idea is to share with the reader the discovery of the research, because much of the information is unfiltered.
One thing that really got me, of course, Pendergast, the Pendergast era. His great niece lived across the street from me. She's now no longer with us, but I used to love to go over and talk to her about the history of Kansas City. In this book, you've got two first-time ever published letters from Pendergast. Tell us about those letters, for instance.
Well, those are really fascinating letters, and actually what they are is they are letters from Jim Pendergast, who was the nephew of Tom Pendergast, and he was Tom's successor. And he worked very closely with Tom because Tom ran the Jackson Democratic Club in Kansas City. And so Jim Pendergast was also who served with Harry Truman in World War I, and it is Jim Pendergast who first went to Truman to get him to run for office for both the local offices that he held and then also when he ran for Senate for the first time. But these letters published in the book are following the assassination of mob boss Johnny Lazzia. And Jim Pendergast is writing to his wife about the Lazzia execution, and he writes that it was very much of a surprise because everything had been running real smoothly. So they had their fingers in a lot of different things, and there was a general, you know, agreement between the Pendergast machine and the mob that we'll let you continue to have these vice-type businesses, and you can run them, but just don't let crime get out of hand in Kansas City, so that when a big criminal would come to town, they'd check in with Johnny Lazia, and he would he'd make sure that they had cover, that they were not molested by the police. In exchange, they weren't supposed to rob banks, and they're not supposed to conduct armed robberies and things like that. That's why Kansas City was very much a haven for criminals to come and lay low, is because that they knew that they would be left alone by the police, and the police were deliberately paid very poorly so that they would accept bribes from the mob, which then in turn could control the police that way.
Wow. And then you've got rare photos from the 50s and 60s. How did you get your hands on those from the mafia?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is that when I released Nellie Don, I was essentially an unknown entity here in Kansas City. But Nellie Don really broke open the floodgates for me because it was very popular, very successful, and it gave me credibility so that as I embarked on researching the mafia in Kansas City, a lot of people knew of me, and so they opened up all of their records to me. They were willing to share with me, and I got a lot of cooperation from those members of law enforcement, specifically the FBI, who had fought organized crime back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and they were very forthcoming with their personal archives and records, as well as their stories. And then also I got great cooperation from many families of the mob here in Kansas City. And one of the reasons is because I'm a Kansas City person. They know my family. I have a large extended family here in Kansas City. We're well known. And so there was just a certain comfort level that, you know, I would treat the story with the gravitas that it merits.
Terrence O'Malley, we're talking to him. Of course, he's from the Irish mafia family, the O'Malleys.
Yeah.
Black Hand Straw Man, the book. We could sit here for days and days and talk about this book, and I think it's so wonderful how you're able to put it all together. For folks out there listening, who would enjoy something like this, Terrence?
Well, I think anybody who has any interest in the history of Kansas City should enjoy this book. It doesn't necessarily have to be that you have some type of intense interest in the mafia per se, although there are many people who do. It generally is reflective of a lot of things that were going on in Kansas City and contributes to the historical development of Kansas City. You know, and perfect examples are things like the River Key War.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of misperceptions and misconceptions about really what that was all about. And so this book, I think, tends to give it some context in which to understand it. And again, it's a companion to the film. So I think, you know, by the time you watch the film and by the time you read this book, you've really covered a lot of the area of organized crime in Kansas City.
Wow. It's all in the book. And just finally, Terrence, Black Hand Straw Man, the title. Where'd you get that from?
The title stems from the Black Hand era when Kansas City had a huge influx of Sicilians that escaped from the mafia in Sicily, and basically they had no hope in life of ever getting ahead, so they came to America, and many of them came through New Orleans, up the river to St. Louis, and then over to Kansas City, and they stayed here because there was so much commerce in Kansas City in its early days. And then what happened was they brought the old world customs of the mafia and applied them locally in Kansas City. So that was the Black Hand era. They used to send Black Hand imprints on letters and threaten people, extort people, make it their fellow countrymen pay them money or else they would bomb their businesses or they would kill their families. So that was where the name Black Hand came from. And then Straw Man comes from the FBI code name into the investigation into the skimming of the casinos in Las Vegas in the late 1970s and 1980s. It was called the Straw Man Investigation, and because the mob had put a straw man in charge of these various hotels where there were the casinos, and they basically robbed these casinos blind while this legitimate businessman was trying to conduct business. And so that's where you get the name Straw Man.
Terrence O'Malley, do you have a website where we can get all this information about you and from you? And
yeah, absolutely. I have a couple of websites, but the one related to Black Hand Straw Man is www.blackhandstrawman.com.
Okay.
And then also I might, you know, just mention that the book is available at the Kansas City store on the plaza and at Union Station, at the Irish Museum and Cultural Center in Union Station. It is available at Screenland Armor Theater in North Kansas City. It's available at the Kansas City Museum, and it's available through Cockrell Mercantile out in Lee Summit.
Terrence O'Malley, good luck to you, and have a good holiday season.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, and thank you to all of my guests this weekend. That is another show in the can. Remember, it's KC Forum on this radio station. If you miss it, you can listen to it on fox4kc.com/KC Forum. And that is because of Megan Kelleher and Ann Beckett. Thank you so much. And thank you, executive producer Katie Connors and the Elders, for allowing us to use their music as our bumper music. And Ed Walker, as always, we love you. Until next weekend, I'm Kathy Quinn. See ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.